Homer's Phobia from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, at http://en.wikipedia.org. Homer's Phobia is the 15th episode of The Simpsons' 8th season, which originally aired on the Fox Network on the 16th of February 1997. It was the first episode written by Ron Hoge and was directed by Mike B. Anderson. John Waters guest starred, providing the voice of the new character, John. In the episode, Homer dissociates himself from new family friend John after discovering that John is gay. He worries that John will have a negative influence on his son, Bart. Homer's Phobia was the first episode to revolve entirely around homosexual themes, with the title being a pun on the word homophobia. Originally, due to the controversial subject, the Fox censors found the episode unsuitable for broadcast, but this decision was reversed after a turnover in the Fox staff. It won 4 awards, including an Emmy for Outstanding Animated Program for Programming 1 Hour or Less, and a GLAAD Media Award, spelled GLAAD, for Outstanding TV Individual Episode. Contents. Chapter 1. Plot. Chapter 2. Theme. Chapter 3. Production. Chapter 4. Cultural References. Chapter 5. Reception. Chapter 1. Plot. Needing money for a new clothes dryer, the Simpson family visits Cockamamie's, an offbeat antique shop, hoping that it will purchase one of the family's heirlooms. While there, Homer meets John, the antiques dealer, who explains that a lot of the merchandise is there because of its camp value. Bart and Lisa are impressed with John, and Homer invites him to the Simpsons' house to see the campy items there. The next morning, Homer tells Marge that he likes John, and suggests that they invite him and his wife over. Marge hints that John is a homosexual, and when Homer finally understands, he is horrified. Homer's attitude towards John changes completely, and he turns against him, refusing to join his tour of Springfield. The rest of the family joins John and has a good time, but Homer is upset with his family upon their return. The rest of the Simpsons continue to enjoy John's company, especially Bart, who starts wearing Hawaiian shirts and dancing in drag. This makes Homer ill at ease, and he soon starts to fear that Bart is gay. Homer endeavours to make Bart more masculine by forcing him to look at a cigarette billboard featuring scantily clad women, but this fails to work. Homer then escorts him to see a steel mill's muscle-bound workforce, only to find that the factory in question moonlights as the Anvil, a gay disco. A desperate Homer insists on taking Bart deer hunting with Mo and Barney. When they cannot find any deer, they decide instead to go to Santa's village and shoot the reindeer in the corral. This backfires when the reindeer attack them. John, with the help of Lisa and Marge, uses a Japanese Santa Claus robot to scare off the reindeer and save the hunting party. Homer accepts John, more or less, and tells Bart, who is still unaware of his father's thoughts, that any way he lives his life is okay by him. After Lisa informs Bart that Homer thinks he is gay, he appears shocked. The episode ends with everyone driving off in John's car. Just before the end credits, a dedication to the Steelworkers of America is shown, reading, "Keep reaching for that rainbow." Chapter 2. Theme. The episode is a significant part of the show's exploration of LGBT themes. Although there had been several references to homosexuality in the series up until then, Homer's Phobia was the first episode to revolve entirely around homosexual themes. In the earlier episode, Simpson and Delilah, the character of Carl, voiced by Harvey Fierstein, was shown kissing Homer, and the regular character Waylon Smithers is often shown to be in love with Montgomery Burns, albeit suggestively. The later episodes, Three Gays at the Condo and There's Something About Marrying, would again centre around homosexuality. Chapter 3. Production. The original concept for the episode came from a piece of paper with a few lines of show ideas written on it that had been written by George Meyer. One of them simply read, "Bart the Homo," and Ron Hoge was selected to write the episode, with the story stemming from that line. The idea of using John Waters as a guest star had been around for a while. Bill Oakley and Josh Feinstein had planned to use him in an episode that never took off, called Lisa in Camp, which revolved around Lisa discovering the joys of all these campy things. The two ideas were combined and became this episode that was originally titled Bart Goes to Camp, but it was changed as No One Got It. The Fox Censor was completely against this episode being aired. The normal procedure is for an episode script to be sent to the censor and being faxed back, stating a few lines and words that should be substituted. However, this episode came back with 2 pages of notes about almost every single line in the show, basically stating that they did not like the use of the word gay or the concept of homosexuality at all. The notes ended with a paragraph which stated that, quote, "the topic and substance of this episode are unacceptable for broadcast," end quote. Usually the censor notes are just ignored, as the offending lines and problems are usually dealt with after the episode has been animated. But as the entire episode was deemed a problem in this case, it could not be solved in this way. The problems ultimately came to nothing, as when the episode came back from animation in South Korea, the then Fox president had just been fired and replaced, with the censors being replaced as well. The new censors sent back merely one line, "acceptable for broadcast." The gay steel mill scene was written by Stephen Tompkins. He originally pitched the idea that they would be longshoremen, but it was too much work to make the lading of ships, so a steel mill was used instead. Tompkins also wrote a different third act for the episode, which did not make it into the final cut. Instead of Homer, Bart, Barney and Moe going deer hunting and ending up at Santa's village, they would go back to the steel mill. There, Homer would attempt to prove his overwhelming heterosexuality by having a human tractor pulling contest with some of the steel mill workers, but it was decided that it didn't really service the story. John Waters accepted his invitation to be a guest star instantly, stating that, quote, "if it was good enough for Elizabeth Taylor, it was good enough for him," end quote. But that, as he was playing a character and not himself, quote, "if they made him look like Richard Simmons, he would have them killed." As thanks for his performance, the show's staff sent Waters an animation cell from the episode, which he now has hanging in his office. Chapter 4. Cultural references. Numerous cultural references were made during this episode. The song "Gonna Make You Sweat, Everybody Dance Now" by CNC Music Factory is played twice during the episode. The steel mill workers dance to it, and it is played in the background of the credits. Homer's record collection includes music by the New Christie Minstrels, Looney Lau, The Wedding of Linda Bird Johnson, and the song "Ballads of the Green Berets" by Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler. The song that John picks out and he and Homer dance to is "I Love the Nightlife" by Alicia Bridges, and the song that Bart dances to is the Shoop Shoop song "It's in His Kiss" by Cher. Also, when John is introduced, there's a plastic pink flamingo lying in the background, a reference to John Waters' film Pink Flamingos. Chapter 5. Reception. The episode won the Emmy for Outstanding Animated Programming for Programming 1 Hour or Less in 1997. Mike Anderson won the Annie Award for Best Individual Achievement Directing in a TV Production, and the WAC winner Best Director for Primetime Series at the 1998 World Animation Celebration. Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation called it, quote, "a shining example of how to bring intelligent, fair, and funny representations of our community onto television," and awarded it the GLAAD Media Award, spelt GLAAD, for Outstanding TV Individual Episode. It was placed 5th on Entertainment Weekly's Top 25 The Simpsons Episode list. In 2003, USA Today published a top 10 chosen by the webmaster of The Simpsons Archive, which had this episode listed in 10th place. It was again placed 10th on AskMen.com's Top 10 Simpsons Episode list, with the Screen Directory placing it 5th on their list. The authors of the book I Can't Believe It's a Bigger and Better Updated Unofficial Simpsons Guide, Warren Martin and Adrian Wood, said, "Only The Simpsons could do this so tongue-in-cheek that nobody could get in a tizzy about it. Very good indeed." IGN.com ranked John Waters' performance as the 9th best guest appearance in the show's history, with ThePhoenix.com also placing Waters 9th on their top 20 guest stars list. In his review of The Simpsons, the complete 8th season DVD, Todd Gilchrist said that Homer's phobia, quote, "certainly qualifies as one of the all-time greatest episodes." When the episode aired, the production team received very few complaints about its content, with most of the response being positive. In 2002, Off the Telly writers Steve Williams and Ian Jones named Homer's Phobia one of the 5 worst episodes of The Simpsons, stating that it leaves such a nasty taste in the mouth, as Homer is, quote, "quite simply a bastard," end quote, throughout the course of the episode. The pair concluded by saying, "This is a side of the show we'd not seen before, nor particularly wanted to see." In June 2003, Igor Smekov sued the Russian television channel RENTV on claims that The Simpsons, along with Family Guy, were, quote, "morally degenerate and promoted drugs, violence and homosexuality." As evidence, Homer's Phobia was shown to the judge to prove that The Simpsons promoted homosexuality and thus should not be aired again on the channel. The case was thrown out after one day. At the beginning of the article, there is an info box giving core information about the episode. This information is as follows. The episode number is 168. The production code was 4F11. The original air date was the 16th of February, 1997. The show runners were Bill Oakley and Josh Weinstein. It was written by Ron Hoge and directed by Mike B. Anderson. The couch gag is that someone tries to download the family from America Online, but finding it too slow, attempts to cancel it. It guest starred John Waters as John. The DVD commentary for this episode is provided by Matt Groening, Bill Oakley, Josh Weinstein, Ron Hoge, Steve Tompkins, John Waters, and Mike B. Anderson. This is the end of the article. This sound file and all the text in this article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.